I am Planta on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. A new play created by youth in collaboration with professional artists is set to have a run shortly here in at the Roundhouse Community Arts and Recreation Center the 2nd through the 5th of May. The release party is an original play written and performed by youth. It's based on real life and touches on the themes of mental health, bullying, and suicide prevention. The show's director and the co-founder of some Assembly Theatre Company, Valerie Methot, joins me now to talk about this play, the production, and more. Go to someassembly.ca for information on the show. Some Assembly Theatre Company is now in its 17th year. Please welcome to the Planta on the Line program, Valerie Methot. Ms. Methot, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. So we're talking a few days before the show opens. It must be a busy time for you.
It is such an extremely busy time. The set is getting finished. The music is finished being recorded. And we're in final dress tech rehearsals. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, and that's the thing. As busy as it is, it must be exciting. Because here you are, not only you, but a group of people are creating a piece of art that you're excited to have the public see.
Exactly. And there's about, I've lost count how many people are involved, but around 50 people are involved, and we've been working on this for the last 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And this is always the most exciting time when we get to actually move into the theater space
mm-hmm.
and perform the show for the public.
And for a lot of the 50 people or so that are part of this, this is probably the first, would I be right in saying that this is the first sort of experience that they've had?
For a lot of the youth involved, it is their first time certainly being involved in creating a new script based on content that is important to them. It's quite a unique project in that it's a collaboration between youth and professional artists, and the content centers around issues that concern youth and that they want to raise awareness to the public about.
So a lot of these experiences that they've written about, I guess, are things that they've experienced, is that right?
Yeah, and if not they themselves experience them, but people
right.
who they know.
Yeah.
And we certainly take into account boundaries in this project. For example, we write as a group and we write about these experiences, but not all the time is the actor playing a real life story that is their own life.
Mm-hmm.
We're super mindful about making sure that we have those boundaries in place, and that's why theater is super awesome. It's such a powerful tool because it provides that safe distance between uh-huh. real life and an art piece.
So there are a number of themes that are brought up in the release party, mental health awareness, bullying, suicide prevention. And then one realizes as I'm preparing to talk to you that man, it's a rough time to grow up, isn't it? I mean, growing up is tough enough, but I mean, these years especially for young people, I mean, that's the toughest thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm in my 17th year now working with young people on this project, and I certainly have noticed there's a much higher percentage of youth experiencing stress and anxiety in their lives. And there's also more opportunity, unfortunately, with bullying because of technology and social media. And the high percentage of people being bullied online or by text is high, unfortunately, and I really feel for the young people today because not only do they have the pressures, you know, day-to-day life and school, but a lot of them are navigating being bullied, and it comes in different forms, and there just seems to be, I don't know, I think it comes from a place of insecurity, and it seems like, you know, bullying comes from cycles of abuse, and there just isn't enough support, I feel, for the people who are bullying so that we can try to stop the abusive cycle.
Right.
So the empowering thing about this play, actually, is that the bullying that does take place at this release party, there's actually the opportunity for dialogue to take place between the bully and the one being targeted, and it's face-to-face dialogue, and I think that that is something that we need more of, but certainly it's more ideal if it's in a safe environment and ideally facilitated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening at the release party. And basically, we're stopping a cycle of abuse at this party.
So it is a release party for a music single. Is that right?
That's right. The character Wind, First Nations young female artist, is releasing her new single, and she and her friend Amberlynn have specifically invited certain guests to be at this release party because they feel like these guests in particular would benefit from hearing Wynn's new single, which is very much based in her truth and things that she and her people struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
And the piece alone inspires everybody at the party to also express what's going on in their own lives. Wind and Amberlynn have set up this safe environment, the release party, for people to do that. And it's not just releasing, you know, the serious, deep issues that are going on for the guests, but Wind also encourages the guests to think about what is meaningful for them in their lives and to express that through their talents.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a nice balance to the piece, which I strongly believe in. You know, with darkness, there's got to be light to balance it. And so we get to see the guests at the party actually break out spontaneously in spoken word, dance, visual art, parkour, and it's very inspiring.
And so it is funny. There's also drama, and as you just mentioned, these various elements of dance and so forth, that rap as well, that
mm-hmm.
one will be able to see.
Yeah, it's, you know what, it's a real slice of life. It's the microcosmic version of the world we live in today.
Mm-hmm.
The guests are all diverse, from diverse cultures, backgrounds, challenges, and what's super promising and hopeful about the piece is that through brave dialogue and be willing to have meaningful connections with each other, it just provides more awareness and the opportunity to work together and to try to make a better future for all of us.
So you mentioned that you've been with Some Assembly Theater for 17 years now. You've co-founded the organization.
Mm-hmm.
After all these years and getting the chance to work with young people year in and year out and seeing, of course, the challenges that young people face, you're not left without hope, are you?
Not at all. I certainly have hope. I feel like it's extremely important to provide opportunities for young people to express themselves because they have a lot of really important things to say. So the unique thing about Some Assembly's Roundhouse Youth Theater Action Group project is that it's a 6-month project, so there's ample time to work with the youth and create a safe environment. At the beginning of the project, we all voice what we need in order to feel safe and feel respected and comfortable in order to begin a creative process. And we talk a lot about empathy and awareness and being mindful of each other and how our words and actions affect each other. And I find after 17 years, you know, just putting that quality type of process with working with young people, it just creates such a huge difference. And the fact that these young people create the play and perform it to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, there's a natural ripple effect that happens. And we hear from people who've seen the play, how it affects their families, how it affects their friends and their community in quite a positive way, because our plays do provide hope.
Yeah. Are the young people, I hate to use the word kids, but are the young people that you work with, are they from, say, the Roundhouse neighborhood there in the West End, or are they from throughout the city?
They're from throughout the city. And so, again, it's a really great slice of life. It's a diverse mix geographically as well.
Right. Yeah, this goes to something that I've been thinking about. Well, we're all thinking about just how uncertain the future is. You know, the world that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
The arts really can be a salvation for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they certainly can be. It was for me. I didn't really speak that much as a child, but once I discovered theater, that's how I got my voice, and it was very empowering. And I went on to do my master's in fine arts at UBC in theater directing.
Uh-huh.
And for my thesis project, I created and directed a play called Treated with Tango, and it was based on my friend who died of AIDS, and I really wanted to create a piece that explored the celebration of his life and what it was like to be a friend of someone who was dying of AIDS. And that's when I created my methodology of using theater as a tool to deal with traumatic events and issues. And I was really moved by the audience who approached me afterwards, who said they really appreciated the play because they could relate to it. It can be quite a lonely experience, being a support giver of someone dying of AIDS, and also for the person who's dying of AIDS. And I feel like theater is such an awesome tool because it's live, and we need that as humans. Sure, we have this technology, which is super great, but there's something essential about in-person dynamic, and theater certainly does change lives, as any art form, and it certainly changed my life.
So what is it like then for you, Valerie, when you encounter young people who you work with who then come to realize what theater's meant for you and they tell you that they've encountered the same thing?
Mm-hmm. It's a very meaningful connection, and it's beautiful because in our busy lives, we don't often, I feel, well, I'll speak for myself, it's hard to experience meaningful connections because we're so busy trying to survive.
Right.
But when a young person shares, you know, that similar experience with me, I feel really honored that they're sharing that with me, and I feel very, very good and satisfied because I started this project because I wanted it to at least touch and inspire one youth. But after working with more than 2,000 youth, and I've heard from several youth how theater has changed their lives and how this project has been so meaningful for them, it makes me feel really good.
And so of those 2,000 young people that you've worked with over the years, some of them do end up going into to the arts themselves. Is that right? But I'd assume that the majority of them don't. Do you hear back from them and hear back just how meaningful it was for them and they've been able to use these tools that they've learned and gone on to other successful things?
Yes, I get the opportunity to hear back from youth who I've worked with actually at the beginning of this project, which is outstanding.
Yeah.
Youth who I've worked with years ago come and see the plays. And last year there was over 20 young people who are now almost 30 years old who attended the play. And a few of them in particular did share with me quite openly how the project changed their life. And one of them in particular said how it saved her life. And it's really interesting because a lot of them have gone on in different professions. Certainly a great percentage have gone on actually in theater, which is really awesome. And some have gone on in social work and film, are youth workers now, and actually we're now in the position, some Assembly Theatre Company, where we hire, well, they're not youth now, but we hire alumni as professionals. For example, Athena, who I designed the set with, we hire her as a professional, and I first met her in the project when she was 14 years old.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're doing important, valuable work, Valerie. Long may it continue. I appreciate your time today. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Break a leg, as they say.
Oh, thank you so much. It was so great speaking with you, too.
Visit someassembly.ca for tickets and information. The release party is on the 2nd through the 5th of May at the Roundhouse Community Center, 181 Roundhouse Mews there in downtown Vancouver. Valerie Mithot joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plantin.